There are also incentive programs in other countries. There are some in Costa Rica, in Mexico, that set up private protected forests and help people reforest or give them payments each month for not cutting forest or each year for not cutting forest down. And in Ecuador, there's an example known as Socio Bosque, otherwise known as, or translated, I guess, as Forest Partners. And this is really a payment for ecosystem services program. And what it does is it gives landowners between $10 and $30 per hectare per year of forest that they protect. And the selection of those forests is based on the provisioning of water resources, soil and biodiversity services. So ecosystem areas with a high potential to provide ecosystem services are prioritized for this, and landowners can sign up. A representative of the Socio Bosque program will come out and take a look at the land and then sign them up. And so this particular video here talks about a Socio Bosque partner. And in this particular case, SEBA, my nonprofit organization, was also involved in giving incentives to the landowner to establish a conservation easement on their land. And you can see that the incentives that we gave, that Renee Lima here, the owner of the land, describes, included technical and scientific assistance, education and training to people on how do they manage this forest, how can they attract tourists to the forest. We gave some financial assistance for things like building trails and building infrastructure to house visitors and receive visitors. And of course, helping create economic opportunities, including paying the salary of a park guard and a reserve manager for the first few years until the reserve could become self-sustaining. So watch this specific example here and think about how did the engagement of this landowner in conservation change his life? What did they do before they did the conservation project? And what were the incentives that they perceived? And then what were the different roles of SEBA as the NGO and as Socio Bosque, which was the government, in helping this landowner see conservation as a valuable proposition for him? When you're done with the video, just click next to go to the next slide.